Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. My name is Brian Freed, and you're listening to another edition of Got Invention Radio. Tonight, our guest is Sarah Shaw from Entrepreneur. She has a fantastic blog. She has some great information and resources for inventors and entrepreneurs out there. And she definitely has a ton of information to share with us tonight. So, Sarah, you're with us, right?
I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us tonight. So this is Sarah Shaw. And Sarah, can you give us a little information about yourself and tell the listeners out there about you?
Sure. Let's see. Where do you want me to begin?
Well,
I am currently a consultant, and I teach women, mostly women. I do work with a few men from time to time, but considering my business is called Entrepreneur, you know, it takes a certain kind of guy. And I work with inventors and creators to help them bring their product to market.
Okay, well, that's very good. And you run several websites, but to start with, I think the main one is Entrepreneur.
Yeah, entrepreneur.com.
Okay.
And that really serves as, you know, my calling card. It has lists of my services and things that I offer. You know, has my press page and things like that, so people can read about me and understand what it is, who I am and what I do.
Good. And just to spell that, it's www.entrepreneur.com. Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Good, because we're an online radio show, and people can browse while they're listening. So go ahead and take a look at her website at the same time. So we have that, and then I know that you have these handbags. Sarah Shaw, is it Sarah Shaw Handbags?
It was, yeah.
It was.
That was the first. Go ahead, did you want to ask me something?
No, it's okay. Tell us, I saw that on your website.
Yeah, well, that was really what got me my start in the fashion world, in the accessory world. I worked in film for about 12 years doing costumes for movies, and that's what got me to Los Angeles right after college. And then I had an idea for a handbag, and I didn't know anything about making bags. I barely actually, you know, you think I work in the costume department on movies, I must know all about making clothes, but I was in the union, and we weren't even allowed to really touch the clothes. We could buy them and dress people, but we didn't do any sewing, and I am really a lousy sewer. So basically I had this idea, and I sat on it for about a year, and then finally a boyfriend at the time dared me to get my handbag line out of my head and into reality. And I took him up on this dare, and it took a few months for me to figure out how to do it, and But I did it, and I made some samples, and it was very simple, so it was actually something I just had straight lines, and I could stitch it together myself in the beginning and stapled it and glued it, and I made patterns for hours at night on my dining room table. And anyway, I launched this line in the late 90s, and it really took off. I mean, it was a very unique style bag. It was called the pinked bag, meaning it was cut with pinking shear edges, which are those zigzag scissors.
Yep.
And there wasn't any bag out there like it. And I ended up being very lucky, and I came into the handbag market right when Kate Spade had just really started to take off, and I really actually could float on her coattails, and she really turned handbags back into like a must-have accessory in the United States, and the rest of the world just kind of, you know, took off running after her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I was there, and my project was born at a very fortunate time for my particular idea.
That's
and then
great.
The rest was history, really. I mean, I grew, you know, had lots of struggles, and I had no idea what I was doing. And like a lot of entrepreneurs who don't have a guide or someone to show them the ropes. And I had nobody. I didn't even, you know, there wasn't entrepreneur groups. There weren't things like Got Invention Radio. There just weren't people out there doing what I do now and what other, you know, consultants do to help people get products out there. And it was a very, lonely place, to be in the fashion world. And I didn't know anybody who was doing any other kind of entrepreneurial ventures at the time. I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. I just kind of thought I'd always be, you know, working in the movie business for the rest of my life, even though I come from five generations or more of entrepreneurs. Even my parents were entrepreneurs. My brothers are now entrepreneurs, and my sister, I mean, all of us, all four of us work for ourselves. And it's really funny. I mean, none of us ever, like, you know, growing up and even in college, even as kids, none of us were like, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. That sounds like a good idea, or had an idea for a business or anything. We all just
all of you must have been bossy.
I was bossy?
No, all of you must have been bossy, right? Because you wanted to be your own boss.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I was the bossiest.
Uh-oh.
I'll just admit it now in case any of my relatives are listening.
So, Sarah, that's very, very interesting. So did your journey with your handbag company, did that kind of spark you to get the word out and have Entrepreneur as a resource for inventors and just entrepreneurs just like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I built Sarah Shaw Handbags over 5 years to a $1 million company, and don't ask me how. I mean, it was a miracle. And and I mean, I know now, looking back, if I'd known then what I know now, it would have been a $5 million company, that's for sure. After I closed the company in 2002, after 9/11, I lost all of my financing. I had investors at that point, and they all pulled out, like lots of investors were doing all over the country. And I just couldn't sustain my business without the investors. And all of a sudden, all these people started calling me, jewelry designers who wanted to launch handbag lines and other handbag designers that I knew. You know, I knew these people through the business. I'd seen them at trade shows. You know, we were sort of competitors. And they started calling and asking me if I could come and consult with them. You know, and my first reaction was, you know, you must be smoking something because I just lost my business. Why do you even want to talk to me? And, you know, they really wanted to learn from my mistakes and wanted to, you know, wanted to know what I did to grow my business to $1 million. And,
good.
You know, back in the early, you know, years ago, $2,000, $1 million was worth a lot more than it is now. Well, maybe not, but essentially with inflation. And so I really kind of fell into consulting, and I didn't even, you know, really see it as a business. It was just kind of something to do after I closed my handbag company, and I wasn't really sure, you know, what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I consulted for a while, and then I actually went on to open another accessory line, which I still have today, called Simply Sarah, and that's at simplysarahshaw.com. And I created and patented a closet organizer for handbags. So I kind of moved out of the handbag business and into organizing products. I do cosmetic bags and little organizing baskets for your house, and plus my patented design.
Oh, that's great.
And then, about 2 years ago, somebody said to me, you know, hey, you could really turn this consulting thing into a real business. And I had bought the name Entrepreneur years ago and just kind of sat on it through. Then I got pregnant with twins, and, you know, I just didn't know what to do with it. I just thought it was a great name. And so I really launched this business about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay. That's fantastic. And we want to learn from your mistakes. We also want to learn from your successes. You've interviewed a lot of people. We want to learn as much as we can in this hour segment that we have with you. So we're definitely going to be talking about just all the different things that you can share with us, with how to contact magazine editors and get the word out for our product or invention, how to get your products into TV, into the movies, into the celebrities' hands. I saw on your website that video. I saw some celebrities had your handbags back in the day. And also, I know a lot of inventors always talk about going into the specialty boutique stores and gift shops, and maybe to start with there first and see what kind of response they get. And just overall, how to really market your idea. And I know that you have so many more, because every day you have another topic on your blog. And there's so many. I'm like, oh, that's great stuff for inventors. Absolutely. So I know that you're definitely an inventor advocate out there also, and you have plenty of information to share with us with the next couple segments. But I kind of want to get started. We have a few minutes left in this segment. I want to open the phone lines as well throughout the show. You can take the phone number down. It's 877-474-7425. 877-474-3302. That's 877-474-3302. It's on the front of the website. Or you can email me at brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll read your question to Sarah while we're on the phone. Okay? So, Sarah, where should we start? I know that you have we have a wealth of different topics and everything else. I saw today that you had something on patents. How do you feel about inventors and patents?
I'm glad you asked about that. Yeah, I have a great post up today that I actually was lucky enough to sit next to somebody from the patent office on the airplane, and we just got to talking on the short flight from San Francisco to L.A., and I just boldly said, hey, you know, can I interview someone from the patent office, because I think it would be really great. I have this really big following. I have, you know, like between Facebook and my mailing list and Twitter, I have, you know, I don't know, close to 20,000 followers, and they're all inventors and creators and designers and people who want to have jobs. And they, you know, were really excited to be able to have somebody like me promote the Patent and Trademark Office, because it has such a bad rap. You know, people are always saying, I can't, it's too complicated, it's just too expensive, you know, how do you do a trademark, why do you need a patent? And, you know, owning a patent myself, I can really talk on to both sides of the tracks.
Good.
I did patent my product in 2003, and at that time I decided to get a design patent because
Sarah?
All I could afford.
Well, we're going to find out more about your experience with the patent office, and we've actually had John Calvert and several patent office people on our show, so. We're all about the patent office, and if you have an opportunity, you can patent it. But we'll get to it in a moment with segment two and Sarah Shaw in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your Little League team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
Everyone needs to increase their sales, and we have some free tips to help you and your business add sales to your bottom line. Log on to 7waystoincreasesales.com and get 7 powerful sales tips for free. That is 7waystoincreasesales.com. Here is our first giveaway. Good stuff for free. We practice what we preach. That is 7waystoincreasesales.com. It's worth every penny.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's Bubble Jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.